What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and Al podcast. Oh yeah, it's time to put those headphones in and with them. Peter's out because we're here with the Pistol Pete Jr. and the infamous Jeezy Weezy, aka
the P organ.
The P organ.
Oh man, I was okay. So I didn't watch the Xbox showcase day of. I don't know if I talked about this. I don't think I've even told you guys. So I'm currently in transition to another company.
Oh really?
And I'm changing jobs.
No, you didn't tell us.
Yeah. So right now I'm just helping cover some stuff until I go start my new company. Mm-hmm. No, I'm quitting. I'm quitting. And I'm doing the Real Press Start full time now. That's it. That's what it is. But so like I was at a spot where I couldn't really.
You've siphoned enough money from me and Michael, and you've decided it's financially well off.
The Ray sponsorship is finally paying off. I'm able to quit my job. The house is paid off now. Everything's. Oh shit! I wish. Then Michael would have a reason being.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Like, if I just, like... Oh, fuck.
This whole time?
The whole time I've just been living, like, just paying all my bills off of fucking this show.
Every once in a while when I ask you how the viewerships are, you're like, we got, like, 100 viewers. So I'm like, oh, all right. Meanwhile, we have 20 million people.
Exactly. We're the second highest rated podcast behind Joe Rogan right now.
Yeah.
I have two drinks and I don't know which one to keep going for, so...
Alcohol or deliciousness?
Refreshingness. So I watched it. I watched it afterwards, and kind of already knowing what to expect. You know, like the one thing I will say about this Xbox showcase that was different to me than all the other ones is, like, every game didn't start with exclusive Xbox. You know, like.
Most of them had a world premiere.
Yeah, world premiere, yeah. But most of them, they didn't have... Like, the last 2 years, I think, they was all exclusive this, exclusive that.
Yeah, when they weren't exclusive.
Yeah, when they weren't. And then, like, they were timed exclusives.
Well, I think they were trying to use exclusive, like, they had the scoop.
Yeah.
Like, you know how, like...
Yeah.
Like, they're the first people announcing it.
Announcing it, yeah. I was just in Best Buy right now. And I thought I was, so when I walked in, you know, they have the Best Buy I go to, it has that Magnolia Home Theater section, like where it's all the TVs and like they have, like where they have it like set up like living room.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have furniture and shit. It's all surround sound and stereos and like the best of the best stuff like on display. And I walk in and it's the Spider-Man 2, trailer,
mm-hmm.
the gameplay. And I was like, oh, that's fucking cool. And then, you know, I'm going about my business or walking around out here. Then I hear the dun, 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 dun. And I turn around and there's fucking Snake. It's like, ah!
Well, so you didn't even watch that. You didn't even watch the game.
I watched that. I did watch that one live.
Oh, no, Metal Gear was the PlayStation.
PlayStation, okay. Yeah. I watched that one live. And that one, yeah. But no, it's still, it was just the sound and then turning around and seeing Snake just creeping out of the.
Yeah. That was a cool trailer. I love that review.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I can't. Jasmine's because like it's funny just because so Snake Eater's been on one of my playlists forever, and so was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. I post all my workouts on my Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and whatever song catches my attention, that's what song I'll put with it. You know, like this song got me pumped, so I'm gonna post that as my workout song.
Mm-hmm.
And so Snake Eater happened to just pop up during my work. And, like, it just got me, because, like, I just got all super hyped over it.
Mm.
And, like, today it came on in the morning. Like, it's just been coming up on my playlist. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just been on. And so Jasmine, because like I get all over dramatic singing, and she's like, "Why have you been?" And so at Best Buy, she goes, "Oh, that's why you're acting like that about this."
It's funny.
I'm she's starting to get to the age where I'm starting to embarrass her.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I didn't get to watch it live, but I watched. I did watch it the next day.
I thought it was a really good showcase.
Yeah, I think so. I overall, I really liked it. They showed some really good shit. Let me see. It's in a different page here. One of the games, it caught my eye, and then like I looked at who was making it, and I was kind of like, oh, well, that's weird. First Descendant. It was the MMORPG futuristic like warfare kind of. It looked kind of like if like Destiny and Call of Duty.
I actually don't remember seeing this. What is it?
Here, this is the. It's very. Or like Final Fantasy. It was almost Final Fantasy as well. It looked cool. It caught my attention, but it's made by the same people that made. Let me go back to it. They make. It's a kart drifting game that's out right now. It's actually kind of fun, but it's not really. They make mobile games basically.
Oh, okay.
And I was just kind of like, what? That's kind of. It's Nexon Games. Did I say? I said Nexion.
Oh,
Maple.
Nexon.
They made Maple.
Yeah,
Story.
They do Maple Story. You
know? Yeah, stuff like that. And I was like, I mean, but again, it is an MMORPG, so I mean, they kind of do the MMO stuff.
Wait, what did you say it was called? I thought it was called.
I said like, Nexion, but it's not. It's
no,
Nexion.
The game. What do you?
The First Descendant.
First Descendant. I thought it was called like something else.
No, it's the First Descendant.
Okay.
But that one really caught my attention. I was like, oh shit, this looks kind of fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I saw, I was like, oh fuck. Because like
the only issue is that if it's made by Nexon, I suspect. I don't think Nexon's ever made a console game.
Well, that kart racing game. Because I'm PS5.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Okay. So, because I was part of the beta and I played it, and it's a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's called Drift Kart Drift or Drift Kart something.
Right.
And I mean, it's alright. But, you know.
Yeah, the only thing to worry about is probably going to be the microtransactions.
Yeah, that's
they're pretty aggressive with those.
That's what I was thinking. I thought it looked amazing. It looked gorgeous. And it really caught my attention. My issue with MMORPGs in general is like, I'll play them for a little bit and I'll get into them and then I'll put it away for a little bit because something else will come out. Then I'll go back to it and I'm like so far behind. Yeah, I'm like so far behind everybody and I'm in the story and it's just like, I'm done with this.
Right.
Warframe, when the PS3 first came out, that was one of the ones that was like, it was one of the like few games, like it was a free game. It was like, oh, okay. And I got really into that for a while. That and the DC Universe Online.
Mm-hmm.
I got really into those two and like I was playing them almost every day. Then you know, then PS3 games started coming out, and so I started playing actual other games. Mean
PS4.
Was it PS4 or PS3? No, I think it was PS3 when those ones came out.
I thought Warframe was only.
No, PS4. You're right. It was PS4. You're right. PS4.
DC Universe was PS3.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. I started playing on the PS3, the DC Universe, but when the PS4, yeah, it was. But it was, so remember, like there was like I had Black Flag and I had Ghosts maybe. Was Ghosts on PS4?
Yeah.
So I had Black Flag and Ghosts. And then once I was done with those, I was like, okay, well, what else am I going to play? So that's when I jumped on Warframe.
Yeah.
And then DC. And so I was playing both of those, like, and I was like, oh, shit, these are fun. But then more games came out and I stopped playing those. And then I tried to go back to them. I'm like, oh, well, I'm done with these.
Warframe supposedly has been changed so much. It's like,
it's a completely different game.
It's a really good game.
Now. Yeah, that's what I've heard. I kind of, like, it's one of those ones where I kind of wish I.
Stuck with it,
yeah. What else? Oh, and then obviously Liza P looked fucking awesome.
Yeah, Liza P feels great. I played the demo, and it's probably the most authentic feeling Souls-like game.
Mm-hmm.
To like any other game that comes out that's a Souls-like kind of ends up feeling like a cheap knockoff.
Yeah.
Where this game really feels like it's a Souls game.
Nice. Right?
But they also kind of add their own sort of mechanics and stuff
yeah.
to it.
Yeah, like with the whole the arm thing, that looked cool. And then the way it's like with handles and blades, and it changes up the weapon style.
Yeah. So it's handles and blades, and those determine your what ability on the weapon. So like, if you press, I think it's your triangle,
mm-hmm.
they do like a special move. It does like a lot of damage and all that. Okay. Similar to Elden Ring, like a skill.
My biggest issue with the I have two issues with the game. And they both had to deal with the name.
Yeah.
This light. And like every time, like they kept saying it, and I kept thinking of, like, I'm thinking of an old Vegas lounge singer.
Uh-huh.
This is Liza P. Her name is Eliza P.
Eliza P. Yeah. it's Pinocchio, dude.
Yeah, I know, but it's Liza P. Because the way everyone says it, it's Liza P. Liza P. Liza P. So they say it so fast that it sounds like they're saying Liza P.
Uh-huh.
And then the other thing is the P organs. P-organs just sound... It sounds wrong. It sounds
It's just
wrong.
A piece of flavor text that they never say P-organ. But it's hilarious because I was reading it and then I had a share screening with another guy in a party chat. And then I'm like, they call the fucking thing that gives puppets life P-organs.
P-organs, yep, exactly. That's like... fucking P-organs.
Are you going to come up with anything else?
What else? It looks great. And then, like you're saying, so if the gameplay is right, then...
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to end up seeing this game as, like, a Bloodborne 2 or 60 FPS in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've already said that, like, Bloodborne 2 is not happening. We're not going to do that. And then a lot of people just want, like, a 60 FPS update on... the old Bloodborne, which they just won't do for whatever reason.
Yeah. Is it the same people?
Sorry?
Same people?
For Liza P? No.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's what I thought. I thought it was a completely different studio.
Yeah, it's just a Souls-like. It's similar to what they do.
That was one of the things that was interesting. I mean, okay, yes, I know that's the common term for it now.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that during the announcement, they're like, they called it a Souls-like. And I was just like, uh-huh. It's kind of weird. It's like, you know, it's like, yeah, this game's just like Street Fighter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as blatant as saying that, but uh-huh. It's, you know, it's because Dark Souls has become its own genre of game.
Yeah, it's because it's become its own genre, and it's hard to, what do you call it? What else would you just call it?
An
ARPG, or...
Yeah, what? I don't know, what would you call it? Like, if you didn't call it a Souls-like, yeah. But it was just, it's just become such a common term. It's like Q-tip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not called Q-tips, they're cotton swabs, but we all call them Q-tips, you know? Yeah. It's just one of those things where this, like, it's become so ingrained in our...
It's the same thing with, like, side-scrollers, and as they call them, Metroidvanias.
Yeah, Metroidvanias, yeah. Because it's Metroidvanias, yes.
Yeah.
What else was announced? Let me see.
Xbox?
Yeah.
So we had Fable.
Yeah.
The Fable announcement, which is huge for most Xbox people.
Yeah.
I've never played a Fable game.
I played the
first
one. I
like fantasy games, so I'm probably going to play it. Did you watch the Starfield stuff?
Yes.
In, like, everything that they're showing looks amazing, right?
Yes, it really does. But that's not Xbox exclusive, right?
It is, yeah.
Is it exclusive?
Yep.
Okay. So I was talking to Player 2, and he was like, I'm going to buy that. I'm like, I think it's Xbox only. He was like, no, it's not. I just, at the time, I didn't have the opportunity to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm like 90% sure that it is.
Let's Google it in the moment. Starfield Xbox. As far as consoles are concerned, it is Xbox only. All right, so I can just let them know, hey, unless you're buying an Xbox. Well, I think he has an Xbox. So. Unless that's what he meant.
Looking at that, it's like the first time I've been excited to play a Bethesda game in a while.
Yeah.
Like probably since Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Just hopefully they deliver.
Yeah. Speaking of Fallout, did you see that werewolf add-on DLC that they're putting for
76?
Yeah.
No. I saw it, but I didn't. I wasn't interested.
As soon as I
heard, like, the Fallout 76 music, I tuned it out.
Tuned out, yeah. Why does that game look so terrible?
It's just always been. It's always been.
It just, yeah, I know, but it's just like, like this. They're showcasing. This is something like a showcase to make you want to buy this,
mm-hmm.
And like if you haven't bought it, or at least it's free if you already have it. Which I think we have it because PS yeah. Plus.
I think it was just, I think they just did it because it was going to be, it's free on Game Pass.
Yeah.
So it's just like, if you're playing on Xbox, check it out.
It just, I mean, it looks so shitty. Like, when they're showing this casino scene, mm-hmm. and then like, everyone, like, even the animations were just so stiff and just like...
That's just typical Bethesda nowadays.
Yeah.
Which is why when you see the Starfield stuff, it's just like such a massive improvement.
Yeah.
From what you're used to seeing from them. It's why Redfall is so bad, because it's just more Bethesda bullshit.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, why does Starfield look so fucking good then?
I think they just, they put all their eggs in that basket.
Maybe.
And that's made, and it's also made by the main team.
I mean,
Todd Howard.
I have no stake in that game because obviously I'm not buying an Xbox.
Yeah.
And so I'm not gonna play it. But mm-hmm. at the same time, I kind of hope that it's good. What people hope for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
we don't want another a Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Issue.
Yeah. Speaking of Cyberpunk. Did you see the trailer for the...
Yeah, that looked really good.
It makes me want to play Cyberpunk again. I mean, I know the game's good now.
Yeah.
Or they say it's good now. I haven't played it, but I've heard it's very good now. The DLC did look interesting. Made me want to, like, check it out. What made me laugh was during the interview with Keanu.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way he said something... Oh, God, I can't remember what it was now. But, like... He was saying something, and it felt like he didn't want to say it, but, like, there was, like, oh, when you go out there, you got to say this. You got to act like this or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of, like, I can't remember what the line is. Like, whatever it was, it was just kind of, like, he's talking normal, and all of a sudden he kind of says the line, and he kind of puts his head down and looks away, and then he comes back to, like, it's kind of one of his mannerisms that he does all the time, but it was in that moment where it was, like, kind of, like, you could tell he didn't, and he just kind of...
Yeah, like, kind of shrank.
Yeah, he kind of shrank away a little bit, and then he comes back and says... And then, like, when she was asking him to say, oh, like, say goodbye, like, Johnny Silverhand would. He was like, and, like, she got ready to get ready for him to do something, and he just stood up and shook her hand, like, oh, have a nice day. And she was like, that's how Johnny would do it? And he was like, yeah, that's how Johnny would do
it. Goodbye.
Goodbye, yeah, something like that. Lamplighters League looked good.
Which one was that?
That was the old-timey, like, you're, like, scoundrels and villains. Blah, blah, blah. But you're going to help me save the world.
Is that the, like, 33 player
co-op
thing?
It's a real-time infiltration tactical turn-based combat and team management. That one looks fun, though. Like, the art style and just the kind of... I've always been a fan of that kind of old-timey kind of, like radio voice kind of... You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. I've always, like, the staticky. And...
Yeah, I've always been kind of a fan of that stuff. Oh, God, there's a game. It's on PS Plus. You should probably, if you've added everything from your PlayStation Plus library,
mm-hmm.
You should have it. But I can't remember the name of it right now. But it's like, it's an old, like, it's like in the, it takes place in the 20s. And it's like, it's a side-scroller, like, kind of beat 'em up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you're doing a play. You're reenacting, like, these pages from a journal. And it's like, so as you're playing the game, like, the backgrounds are moving, but it's like you're on a stage. And the way you get your powers up is by getting the crowd more excited about what's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
It's really cool. Like, so, like, your combo, like, building your combos gets the crowd hyped.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a really fun game. Like, it's, me and Jasmine play it all the time. But yeah, it's really, and then some of the enemies, so when they die, so they'll fall over and they'll die. And then, like, as you're fighting, you kind of see them, like, crawl themselves off stage.
Into your way, yeah. That's fun.
Avowed looked good.
Which one's Avowed?
That's someone. It was like a.
It sounds familiar. It sounds like something I liked.
Obsidian Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
It was. It's a third game in a series, but the other two are like top down, and this is like the first. It's like a kind of look like Skyrim,
mm-hmm.
like, but better.
Yeah. I don't remember.
That's when they were saying that, like, it doesn't take, you don't need to play the other two games to play this one,
mm-hmm.
but it does. It's like kind of like with Skyrim. Like, you didn't have to play any of the other games
yeah.
to enjoy Skyrim, but, like, it referenced a lot of shit from the other games. So, like, if you had played the other games, you could be like, oh, I know that reference. But if you haven't, it's going to give you the background anyway.
Backstory, yeah.
Yeah, that one looked really good. Let me see. First Ascendance.
Alan Wake looked really good.
Oh, fuck yeah, it did.
I wasn't a believer. I think we were talking last time.
Last week, you were like,
I wasn't really a believer, but I'm watching that, I'm getting it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one looks really good.
I'm getting it, or I'm convincing Michael to get it.
And then
it's Control. It's like...
Yeah, exactly. So you had to go talk him into it. Exo Primal.
I wasn't really too
into it. Really? Yeah. Because initially I wasn't into it from the first time we saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Capcom or?
I think it was last year for Capcom. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I was kind of not into it, and then I watched it again. I was like, yeah, it looks interesting. And then Michael kind of got me like hyped about it the way he was talking about it,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And then like this new trailer, I was like, holy shit, this like it looked a lot fun. Like it mm-hmm. looked like a lot of fun. Just like the different like skills and abilities you can have and all this shit. I was like, yeah, it looks like it's one of those games that's more fun with a group, mm-hmm. but it seems like you can also still enjoy it on your own, kind
of. Yeah, because you're just like shooting hordes of dinosaurs.
Yeah. It reminds me of something. I just can't put my finger on it. It's another game that's very similar. I can't place what it reminds me of though. What else was there?
As far as big names, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Yeah. That, it was gameplay they showed, right?
Yeah, they showed a little bit of gameplay.
Yeah. Like
bits and pieces. We got to see basically some team up attacks.
Yeah.
Which is like, did you ever play the Yuffie?
No, I never did that. I never did that one.
No?
No.
Yeah, so, like, in that, she could do, like, a team attack with the other dude.
Yeah.
That you did that little arc with. And she would do, like, really cool stuff. So now they're integrating that into
the actual Rebirth. That's fucking cool.
With everyone. So they showed, like, Red 13 and Yuffie doing one. Cloud and Tifa or whatever. Or Cloud and Barret.
I can't. I gotta... You know what? So, I just downloaded... It's fucking funny. I just downloaded the remake again.
Mm-hmm.
And I downloaded Death Stranding.
Gotcha.
Because those are the two that I... Like, I need to finish those two. Before I play anything else, I need to fucking finish those two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Call of Duty's on their new season, and I'm like, eh. I'm kind of done with Call of Duty mm-hmm. now. I finished... I wanted last... Because I knew Season 3 was going to have the cartels and stuff. And I wanted all that shit. That's why I was playing up until then.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've gotten everything, I'm like, okay, I'm good. Let me take a break from it.
Yeah.
I was playing... What was I... Oh, have you played Trek to Yomi? Trek to Yomi?
No, I added it to Library. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember this game. I want to play it.
It's fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of Ghosts,
mm-hmm.
but like a side scroller version of it.
Yeah, that was the vibe I got when.
But it's also it. But the whole game's black and white,
mm-hmm.
and it's like done like kind of it's like if you're playing in a Kurosawa mode in
Ghost of Tsushima. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's cool. It's the gameplay's fun. I was playing in hard mode. I was playing in a hard mode at first, and I was like, "Fuck, this is hard." So then I went back to easy mode, and like, okay, this is like easy. Not easy. I went to normal, and normal was like two swipes kills everybody. So I was like, let me go back to hard mode. So I went mm-hmm. back to hard mode, and like it's just getting the timing down right.
Uh-huh.
Because in normal mode, it's like you can kind of. Smash down their defense kind of, and then eventually like then two swipes and they're dead. But in hard mode you have to actually parry, and like it's more, the combat's more like
strategic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I started playing while I was downloading the other two games. I'm finishing Survivor. Survivor
Metal Gear?
No, Jedi
Survivor.
So yeah, I'm finishing that right now. So that's the thing. Like I'm gonna finish Survivor, mm-hmm. I'm gonna finish Final Fantasy, then I'm gonna play Death Stranding.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
guess. When Final Fantasy comes out,
it comes out like what, December?
Friday.
Does it come out this Friday already?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. See, so
that's why I'm telling you, play that fucking demo because it's fucking ridiculous.
Oh yeah. Fuck. No, I was thinking but I'm thinking of Rebirth.
Oh no. The Rebirth comes out early 2024.
Okay.
16 comes out Friday.
Okay. So I'll probably play the demo. Mm-hmm. I'll probably play it tomorrow. I should have some time tomorrow to play it. because it's Father's Day and I should have some goddamn time to play some goddamn video games. yeah. It's funny right now. I'm still kind of like, so I'm getting back into my workout routine, mm-hmm. and so I took pre workout this morning, did my workout, and I'm still kind of just like
wired.
Yeah, I'm not wired off of it, but I'm still kind of awake. You know, mm-hmm. like even I worked out, spent the day in the pool, and then I'm still kind of like, I still have that residual, like, I'm gonna crash hard afterwards, uh-huh. but I still have that residual energy right now. I think that's everything at the showcase, right?
Oh, there was a lot more, but
there's... I mean, the big stuff, like...
Yeah, the stuff that stuck out to me, I think that's about it. yeah, and then they had the demo for Final Fantasy 16.
Yeah.
And I think it's a must play, at least as demo, mm-hmm. because I think it's a perfect demo where it's the first 2 hours of the game. Most of it is cutscene, and it really gives you a feel for the story, mm-hmm. and the combat in that 2 hour demo is basic because it's like tutorial.
Yeah.
But if you finish the story and you're not sold on this combat, there is something called the Iconic Challenge, which lets you play as Clive further into the game, mm-hmm. with more abilities and stuff, and you can set it up however
possible.
Yeah,
I keep seeing moving. I'm like, what is this possible?
Yeah, you can set up however. Personally, I didn't do it because I kind of want to be surprised on it, and I was already sold on it.
Yeah.
But from what I hear, like the combat with that further level up is super good too. Nice. So
yeah, no, I'll take it up tomorrow. Excuse me. I don't know if I'm gonna get it. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna play the demo obviously, and right. then I'll see if I get it, and then if player two gets it, I'll definitely play it. Right. but like, yeah, right now,
tell player two to play the demo.
Yeah, no, I already told him to play the demo. Okay. I think he said he's gonna get it, but right now, I want to focus on those three games because mm-hmm. those are three that have been in my backlog forever. Like, I need to finish these games, mm-hmm. and like, they're games I've enjoyed. That I mean, I love playing them, but it was just like for one reason or another, I just didn't finish them. Mm-hmm. So I still haven't seen Spider-Verse. See, that's the thing. I still haven't seen Spider-Verse. I haven't watched Ant-Man yet. And there's another movie out this right now.
I just saw The Flash.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you about that. That's it just came out today, right? Or yesterday.
Friday, yeah.
Yeah. IGN gave it a 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would give it that just because its CGI is pretty rough.
Okay. How old is Michael Keaton?
Great. Fantastic,
dude! Like that's all I cared about. Like, yeah. I was so afraid that he was just gonna, like, it wasn't like either they weren't gonna use him enough or
they stunt double him for sure.
Oh, right, obviously, right? Yeah.
But they do it good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good.
They do it good. It's not like ridiculous. Like, oh, that's definitely not him.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna go see that one probably midweek sometime.
Mm-hmm. It was surprisingly better than what I thought it was gonna be.
Okay.
I did go into it with low expectations.
And, because it's a DC movie.
Right. Well, just with everything going on with Ezra Miller.
And all yeah, yeah.
Stuff. Like, how can this movie be good?
Yeah.
And I honestly think this movie could be, like, an 8 or 9 mm-hmm. if the CGI was just better.
Do you think this is what's going to save the DC EU?
Like, maybe if they had better effects... Yeah,
but does it give it enough of a platform to?
It doesn't really like reset anything like the way I thought they were supposed to.
Okay, it's not a hard reset.
Doesn't seem like it. No.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. They kind of end off where he's still kind of fucked up the timeline.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So
like, shit's not 100%.
Yeah.
So it's like, so if they really wanted to go back to the old shit, they could, but
mm-hmm. yeah, because it was like he fucks up the timeline, and then the whole resolution is that he puts it back mm-hmm. like you would expect, but there's like seemingly at the end of the movie there's like one thing that's just different,
and, okay.
and then that one thing is like a big surprise for people.
Okay, Don't spoil it for me.
Right.
Yeah. Do they get into the whole Martha Wayne Joker or no?
No.
No, okay. Because that's what, in the Flashpoint, that's what, you know, because Bruce Wayne dies. Why am I going? Bruce Wayne's dad. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Thomas.
Thomas Wayne becomes Batman, and then Martha becomes the Joker.
Yeah, they didn't do that.
Damn it. I was hoping for, I didn't think they would, but that was one of those things I was kind of hoping for. So the reason I brought up Spider-Verse is because, so you've seen it.
Oh, there is a big cameo for a Superman that they do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's awesome.
Is it Nick Cage?
Yeah.
That's fucking sweet. Because, like, okay, I was thinking Brandon Routh at first, but I was like, why would they bring him? That's, I mean, it's a deep cut, but it's not like...
They kind of like CGI him in, I think.
Okay, still, that's fucking awesome.
But yeah, they have fucking Nick Cage just fighting a spider.
That's fucking sweet. Because that's kind of, yeah. Dude, you know what's weird? I was just literally watching. So they made a documentary about, it's called, I think it's called The Death of Superman. Mm-hmm. It's about that movie. Uh-huh. And I was just watching a clip from it when they're, like, when he's trying on the suit and he's in there and like, he has this one that looks like it's made like alien skin and then like he's trying on the one that you always see where the S is all wide and it was just like man I was watching, I was like, man, what if, like, that would have been fucking nuts if that would have actually went through. That's fucking cool. I'm glad they put that in there. So Nick Cage Superman is canon now. There we go.
Is he canon? No, he's not canon. He's known in the
yeah, DC. He's known in the DC.
And then the girl they used as Superwoman was awesome.
Nice.
I actually really liked her.
Yeah. The trailer looks great. The trailer is good. She looks great in the trailer. It looks, from what I've seen, the trailer looks good. I'm excited to see it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they just cut their losses and shipped the product however it was because of Ezra.
Yeah, probably.
They're like, we can't let them fuck it up anymore. Yeah. We gotta get this movie.
Well, out. I mean, you heard about the red carpet thing, where he was like, he kind of just like, hey guys, I'm here, and then like they just like rushed him out. They didn't they didn't have like a security team, but like he was just like, hey guys, I'm here, and I think they let him do a couple interviews, and they just got him the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Just like,
whew. Yeah, you need to. Yeah.
Don't talk.
Can't let him reverse any of the goodwill we've built up.
Exactly.
Since you're fucking. Ridiculousness.
I have a Spider-Verse story, but let's take a quick break and we'll come back after a word from our sponsor. What's going on, people? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Ray's Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Ray's Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash, none of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com, REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
Welcome back to the Petering Out Podcast, in case you forgot. It's not that bullshit, the real press start.
It is the real press start. You will never, never, ever. I've given you guys your leeway. But we will always be the real press start. So, Spider-Verse has a moment. I guess, from what I understand, it's one moment in the movie. Mm-hmm. Where she's trying to explain to her dad about her alternate identity. Mm-hmm. And there's a flag in the background that says, protect trans kids.
Yeah.
And as she's talking, the room turns the colors of the trans flag. Mm-hmm. And now everyone's saying that Gwen Stacy, or Spider-Gwen, is trans.
Is trans, yeah.
I don't know.
It's ridiculous. It has nothing to do with the story. Whether she's trans or not, who cares?
Yeah.
But if you're going to try and die on that hill, like, where's your proof? She has a flag?
She has a flag.
So anybody who has a flag supporting trans is now trans?
Apparently. So this is some of the tweets that I've seen. So this one's not so bad. This one just says, Across the Spider-Verse says, protect trans kids. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, that's a sentiment I think we can all agree with.
I mean, it's clear she's an ally.
Yeah. So. At the very most, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Then this one says, thinking about trans Gwen Stacy and her entire plot being about centered around her father's struggle to believe her and accept her identity.
And that's what it is, but she's fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah. What the fuck?
It's not like she's not telling her dad, like, I'm a guy.
You know what? It's weird, because maybe this says something about me, but as I was reading these, I was thinking, it's like, Dad, I'm a chick. You know, like, it's like her name's not Gwen. The whole time her name is fucking... God.
Guan.
So
this Guan. And I just want to be called Gwen.
This one right here. This one just says trans icon because I said so. Which, okay. She's an ally, so? Yeah. And then, this one. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? It's, where'd it go? This one. This is the one this one. Gwen Stacy is trans. Even if the movie never outright confirms it, you can't deny that it has been hinted at. That is fact, and no one can make me change my mind. So, in this person's mind, Gwen Stacy is trans, and that's it. Mm-hmm. It says right here, flat out, the movie never confirms it. There's a flag in the background. And there's the colors during that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, like, I feel like, I mean, I feel like we're pretty, pretty progressive on the show. I mean, not to keep harping on it, but we've had a trans member of our show, a crew. It's not something that, like, we don't look down on it, but it's like, you can't just, okay, so... There's a lot of people, like people look for heroes in media. I get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, this is just a random ass segue, but Disney announced a show called Primos.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's about this girl who is Hispanic. It's a Hispanic-based show where there's this girl that her 13 or 14 cousins move in with her over the summer. And it's how she's, and like, it's all like, oh my God, like, my primos are everywhere now. Mm-hmm. And like, it's like, so, it's, and people are like, and it's not Hispanic saying this. Every, like, Hispanic influencer that I've seen talk about the show is like, shut the fuck up about the show. Like, we're not angry about it.
Yeah. most of us don't even know about it.
Yeah, most of us don't even know about it. The ones that do know about it. Like, okay, like, we didn't grow up all in the same house,
mm-hmm.
but we were always around each other.
Yeah.
And that's how it is. Like, you're always around, like, it's, like, that's one of the staples of Hispanic culture is you're with your family.
Around. Yeah, around
your family. And you have a million fucking cousins.
Yeah.
Like, we have cousins that aren't cousins, but they're our cousins.
Yeah.
but, like, people are upset about it. And then, like, they're saying it's like, oh, it's a stereotype. It's this and that. Like, oh, we're not always... It's like, shut up. Yes, we are. Like, and the people that are arguing about it don't understand it. Like, it's like there's a cultural thing, and it's like people are getting upset about something that nothing to be upset about. And it's one, like, to me, it's like people are looking for anything they can do. Like, so with the Gwen Stacy thing, they're trying to twist it into something. There's one thing. And they're trying to take it into turn it into something else.
Yeah.
Like with this Primo show, it's one thing, really. It's the whole there's a ton of kids in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to turn it, like, so one of the complaints I did see was they're all in one house and the house is filthy and it's like they don't show the inside of the house. The only thing they've ever shown is the opening theme song, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, it's like she's in a room, and it's a little girl's room, so the room's a little messy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cousins show up, and then all of a sudden they're flying through space. Like, that's what they, you know. Yeah. It was like, they're like, oh, the room's always, the house is always dirty. It's like, it's a little girl's room that they're showing.
It's, yeah, it's a kid's.
It's a kid's room. House. Kids, mm-hmm. like, you know, like, you go, my house is clean. My daughter's room? It's not. Fucking she's fucking 9 years old. Her room's gonna be a mess.
Fucking pigsty. She's a savage.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's, that's how kids are. You know, and like, it's like, shut up about stuff. Like, people are either looking for things to be upset about or things to change to fit their own views. Mm-hmm. And it's like the people, like, again, I always bring back fucking Mexican Mario in goddamn Mario Galaxy. Everyone was like, there. So there's a Southwest world that you visit.
Oh, okay.
In Mario Odyssey, and like, so every world has a themed costume that you get. So like, when you go to like, was it the, like the, when you go to the city, when you go to New York City, basically, it's like you get like a more realistic, mm-hmm. like a, you get a mafia suit, basically.
Right.
When you go to I forget what, like, you get different suits, basically. So like the Wedding Planet, there's a tuxedo. So when you're in the Southwest one, you get a poncho and a sombrero.
Uh-huh.
And he's Mexican Mario, and his, I think his mustache changes slightly too.
Okay.
Which really doesn't have to, because Mario's mustache already looks like a Mexican mustache.
Yeah, Mexican.
But no, like, it's Mexican Mario. And a lot of people were like, oh my god, that's so offensive. And like, it was people complaining about it. And like, when they asked Hispanic gamers about it, they were like, fuck yeah, Mexican Mario.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's so dumb.
It's so, yeah, like, people get offended. Like, it's like, don't be offended for me. Like, if something offends me, I will talk about it.
Yeah.
And if I don't talk about it, it doesn't offend me. You know? And it's like, don't tell me what I can and can't enjoy based on, like, the, I mean, to me too, like, the whole, like, what do they call it? Cultural appropriation?
I feel like it's like, supposed to be done.
Yes! Especially, like, how else do you learn about other people's cultures?
Especially in a country like America, where it is a melting pot.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be a thing where, like, we are supposed to be assimilating together.
With yes. Like, I...
The more you separate this... the more you call a cultural appropriation, the more racism there's probably going to be.
Yeah, because now, yeah, you're segregating yourself. You're segregating the different cultures. And, oh, I like... It's like, okay, like... Oh, you can't eat tacos? That's my culture. My culture is not a fucking street food. Yes, it fucking is.
It is. It's like 40% of what we eat. We eat tacos.
Exactly.
Or some sort of tortilla with a meat.
Yes, exactly. And like, you know, like the whole, like, same thing with like zoot suits.
Mm-hmm.
Zoot suits were like, they were very popular at one point. Like when I was in the military in Missouri, I saw white kids wearing zoot suits. Zoot suits came, they were a very deeply Hispanic thing. Mm-hmm. During the I want to say Harlem Nights, not Harlem Nights. It's the Zoot Suit Riots in L.A. Okay. There's this whole Boulevard Nights and all that. Like, there was this whole thing where, like, they were, like, during those times, you know, like, during the, I want to say it's the 20s or 30s, maybe the 40s or 50s. I can't remember the time frame right now. It's just, it's in there somewhere, but it's not off the top of my head, but somewhere between the 20s and the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
When people wore suits all the time. Hispanics specifically, like, a lot, it started off at a time where, you know, they don't have money. Everyone's wearing, that's part, like, you, to go out in public, you're wearing a suit, a tie, and a, you know, coat, a tie, and a hat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you, when you're on the bus, that's what you're wearing. And now you can't afford one, so you have to go buy secondhand.
Mm-hmm.
You might buy something that doesn't fit you. But now you're going to alter it to make it look better. That's mm-hmm. where the baggy pants come from. That's why, like, if you see the zoot suits, they have the baggy pants that taper down. The bigger coats with the... Because it was like, they were buying stuff that didn't fit them, and they were making it fit.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it look good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it came from. It's a Hispanic thing. And now, it's a prom dress, or a prom outfit, right?
Yeah.
It's fucking cool. You know? And so, like, there was a couple years ago, when a lot of people were wearing those Asian cut dresses. And that was the whole thing. It was like, oh, my culture is not a prom dress.
Mm.
It's a nice looking dress.
Yeah.
And people like the style of it. Why not let them enjoy it? Why not let them wear it? Because it's not like they're just wearing it on the bus. It's not like they're just wearing it to anyone. They're wearing it to somewhere that's considered a formal gathering.
Yeah.
Somewhere that's considered, you dress nice. You dress like you normally wouldn't.
Yeah.
And like, okay, well, it's like, yeah, they're not wearing rags. They're not turning what your culture is into rags. To me, it's a form of respect.
Yeah.
I see this is super fancy and it's beautiful. I'm going to wear it, you know? And it's like, Why do we always get deep when it's just me and you?
I don't know.
All right. Moving on. I don't want
to... It's because Michael's always the first to go, like, what's the next thing?
Yeah, that's true. That's
He'll
true.
Stop you, like, right before.
Right before I get on it. Yeah, that's true. let me go back. Let's go back to some gaming. You want to go Chainsaw Man porn parody?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Dildo Man? Let's go.
So apparently it's right now it's bigger than the actual anime. It's got more views than the actual anime.
Porn Oasis, I feel like. Because there's more rewatch value.
It sold 8,600 copies in its first week.
Nice.
Yeah. That's fucking who buys porn nowadays though?
I don't know. Japanese people.
I guess.
They have collections.
Mortal Kombat. Van Damme is voicing Johnny Cage.
Oh yeah, that's epic.
That's fucking
everything cool. About Mortal Kombat 1 looks amazing.
Yes. Dude, and I didn't realize they're having a tag team aspect of it.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, so they have cameo characters.
Yeah, which is fucking cool. I think when I watched it, I didn't know it was Van Damme doing it. I think that's who I thought was Keanu Reeves. Because mm-hmm. There's a thing when he's talking about the swords.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and to me, I swear, I thought it was Keanu. And I was like, holy shit, is that Keanu? And then you said Van Damme. That's like, that's why I was like.
Yeah, when you said that, I did go back to the trailer and watch it. And I did hear a character that kind of sounded like him.
Yeah.
But I feel like they would have said something.
Oh, yeah, already. Yeah.
Especially because Keanu was like at that same event.
Yeah, at the same event. Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking too. And I was like, oh, man. But maybe it's just kind of one of those things where like, let's see if people notice. But yeah, he said something about the sword and I was just like, but yeah, no, I mean, everything about it, like, again, I want to not buy it yet.
Yeah.
But the more I see, like, just like you said the last episode, like, the more I see it, the more I want to buy it. Yeah. It looks fucking amazing.
I heard a bunch of stuff. I heard like with the cameo characters, you get like a whole set of moves for it.
Yeah.
Where like a down, like say if a cameo character you use square or whatever, a down square, a right square, up square, left square, is going to do just something different.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm trying to see if I can find this one. There it is. One of the pre-order things. Let me see if they show it. So yeah. No, they're not showing it. I don't think it's been released yet.
I think the pre-orders, is it Shang Tsung again, or is it
Shang Tsung? Shang Tsung, I think it's both, actually. And Van Damme's skin for Johnny Cage.
Like from the, from Street Fighter?
I don't know. Yeah, I know, right? Like he's gonna be Guile. That would be fucking epic. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the skin, that's what I was looking at right now. But they don't have it on here. Oh shit! I don't know if I want to get into this because I don't want to go into another rant. Call of Duty, Activision. They pulled down Nick Merck's.
Oh, the skin. Nick Merck thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Right. All he said was keep it away from keep our kids out of it.
Yeah. Keep it away from schools. Keep it away from kids.
Yeah, and, well, I guess the issue is that they were just talking about officiating Pride Month in the school.
Yeah.
But I guess it becomes sticky because I guess it's fine when it's, like, maybe high school, maybe middle school.
I would say high school.
Yeah, but, like, maybe if you want to do, like, an eighth grade sex ed thing.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Maybe you could include that.
Yeah.
But the further down you get in, like fucking like sixth, fifth, fourth. They don't grade
need to
know. Like,
elementary school doesn't need to talk about that.
Yeah.
There's no like you're not really getting into the need. Like I think when I was in school, we didn't have sex ed until eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's okay. You get into sex ed and you get into that.
Yeah.
Why talk about it any other time? Like, there's no need for it.
It's dumb. I think the first time I had a sex ed thing was fifth grade, and that was literally just like, I think it was just like reproductive stuff.
That's still pretty early.
Or maybe it was, Maybe it was puberty.
Okay, I can see that. I can see puberty being fifth grade.
Maybe it was puberty, and then I went into private school, so I think sixth grade, I just got the same thing. Hmm. They just happened to do the puberty thing in sixth grade.
Like, yeah.
And then in eighth grade, we got sex stuff.
I'm trying to think. Maybe it was in eighth grade. I think it was ninth grade the first time I had any kind of sex ed class. Because I think, yeah, she was... I still remember because we used to call the teacher Miss Biggins because mm-hmm. she had giant tits.
She had Biggins?
She had Biggins. Her last name was Higgins.
Okay.
And she had giant tits. So everyone called her Biggins. And she was super candid. She was divorced. Her ex-husband used to run a nightclub. Mm-hmm. And she talked about drug use and that. She would talk about the life. Yeah. She's the one that she told me, not me specifically, but she told the class a story about one time how her husband's friends came over, ordered pizza, and put psychedelic mushrooms all over the pizza and didn't tell her. Mm-hmm. So she ate like two slices of pizza with fucking mushrooms on it mm-hmm. and was tripping balls. Didn't know why. Uh-huh. So she was very candid about shit. And then so during the sex ed class, she was talking about condoms and how to use them and blah, blah, blah. And so she takes a condom and she just rolls it down her fist, down to her elbow. And she's like, if any guy tells you they're too small, she's looking at the whole class with her, and she has it rolled down, and then she opens her hand because she had nails, and she opens her hand and it just goes whap. snaps and unrolls down her thing, and she goes, the only reason it broke is because I have the claws. And I was like, I still like it was burned into my memory to this day, the way she, because she had it just rolled it down like it was nothing, she just rolled it down her whole fist. Mm-hmm. And okay, she wasn't a big woman, yeah, but still it's
still to use your arm. That's a pretty baller move.
Yeah. And then the way she just went, whap, just opened her palm. Mm-hmm. She had the fist, opened her palm, and then it just snapped and rolled down her elbow. Mm-hmm. It was like, that was dramatic as fuck. That's showmanship right there.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good way to show it, too.
Yeah, no, it really is.
Because guys really will try to be it's too big. It's
yeah, they hurt her, baby. Come on.
They hurt me.
It rolled down my science teacher's fist. Fuck you.
She used the small ones.
Did you know that magnums are
just the same size?
Same size, yeah. So
they're just the same size. They just say magnum because you want to buy them and then say, I have a big dick.
Exactly. That's exactly.
I have a magnum sized penis, dude. I get magnums.
Shit. So back to this Nick Smart thing. What was the other guy? Tim the Tatman? Yeah, right? That's the name?
Yes. Yeah.
So he's like, if you're going to pull his, pull mine. And they're like, all right.
Yeah. But then they've banned them both from the game.
Yeah. And then, Dr. Disrespect, went live, uninstalled the game, and says, I'm not playing it again until they...
Yeah, it's really extreme. I get it. If you want to take off their shit from the store, fine. I think it's unfair. I think it's petty.
It is. It really is.
But if that's how you want to do it. But then you're going to ban them off the game.
Oh, yeah. But no, I guess this was going to happen July 1st. They'll be back.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like, it's just for fucking
Pride. It's Pride Month. It's Pride Month, and they say it's something anti-Pride, so... Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's Pride Month.
I did think that if it was any other month, it wouldn't be an issue.
That's exactly. Yeah. If this was mid-February and they would have said that, they would have been like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's Pride Month, so we have to...
We got to show up.
We have to show that we're allies. And again, there's nothing wrong with that, but at the same time, it's like you're completely changing your perspective for a month and then going back to your normal, and this is coming from Activision, who, mm-hmm. Well, it's not like they have a spotless track record.
Yeah, they're kind of still recovering from a bunch of sexual harassment stuff.
It's like, get the fuck out of here. Star Wars Outlaw. We didn't talk about Star Wars Outlaw.
Oh, yeah. That looks pretty good.
Yeah, that looks...
Only issue I have with it is its main character looks generic.
Yeah, but I think...
And boring.
Well, I mean, hopefully there's character customization. No? At all? No.
That is a static character. It's like Calcus.
But you can change their outfit.
Oh, their outfit and stuff. Yeah,
styles and stuff. That still makes them look better.
I guess maybe, but I'm... thinking more like in their personality.
Did you see my Freddie Mercury calcast that I sent last night?
No.
Oh, dude.
No, I didn't see it. But like, I feel like the stuff you've seen...
Yeah.
We didn't see much of the cutscenes and how they talk, but like, just that character just seemed kind of basic.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying on that.
But, you know, that's what I think I felt that way. That's awesome.
There, got the mustache. Yeah. The...
I think I felt that way back in when Fallen Order first came out.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I didn't play it when I
first came out. You just felt so generic?
Yeah.
I can say that. I can see that.
And then I finally, I think it was on sale or maybe it was on PlayStation
Plus. I think it was either PlayStation Plus or it was part of the collection, wasn't it?
I think it was on like a sick sale, like it was only like $20,
something like that. Yeah,
or it was PlayStation Plus, one of the
yeah game.
And that's when I played it, and then I loved it, you know. So
yeah, no, it is an amazing game. I was gonna say something about something. I know, but I mean gameplay wise though, from what they did show, it looks
awesome.
Looks fucking killer.
I really like how the space combat looks,
and the fact that it's all just like, it like with Survivor and with Last Order, you're kind of like, all right, let's go to the ship. All right, let's pick the planet. Okay, now we're on that planet.
Yeah.
Where this is kind of more like
it is open world.
Yeah, like no more like No Man's Sky, where it's like I can go open world, then I go to my ship and I fly into space, and now I'm in space.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, you know.
Well, it seems like it's flying into space is sort of a loading.
Loading, space, yeah, right? but yeah. But you're in space, though. Like, you're actually, and there's dogfights, and there's stuff like that, which looks fucking cool as hell. And then they were saying that the whole game is basically, it's completely open world. And then they were saying something else. And one of the things that I hope for this game is they just stay away from Jedis.
Stay away from Jedi?
Yeah. I want to be all underworld. No, like, because this is supposed to be a point, this is... Right after Empire?
Right after Empire?
Yes.
I think it's before Empire.
Was it before? Oh, okay, so is it...
I think it's around... No.
No, it's
Empire, Han is in the...
No, it's between Jedi and Empire. It's between Jedi and Empire, right? Wait, no, it's New Hope, Empire, and then Return of the Jedi.
And then Jedi, yeah.
So I think it's...
Between Empire and Jedi?
No,
I want to say it's that.
I think it's after. There's a place where the Empire is not in. Like, there's no resistance and there's no Empire. At this point, it's just kind of like. There's that power back. Let me find the clip because he says it. What was I looking for? What I was looking for was not important now.
No resistance or Empire.
Let me see.
That must be. That would have to be after 3 then. After Revenge.
Let me see. Hold on. Because IGN was posting a bunch of the shit from the interviews. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, right here.
A game set between Empire and Return of the Jedi.
Okay, yeah.
This is the perfect era. That 1 year period, that's where the rebels aren't part of the picture. The Empire is taking more and more
control. Okay, that's what it is.
The syndicates.
So it's there's no rebels. And
why are there no rebels though?
Because remember in Empire, he basically like
they destroy Hoth.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why. Gotcha. So that's that's why the Jedi have to return.
Gotcha.
And then the other thing is, so yeah, open world and anything, like to me, it feels like it's gonna be like a Skyrim-esque where like you're just going walking and then someone's gonna talk to you and then you're doing that side mission. Mm-hmm. And while you're doing that side mission, you're gonna get another side mission.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, I never finished the original Skyrim because I've never stopped doing side missions.
Yeah, like you guys never finished Skyrim. Imagine you guys playing Starfield.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like so intimidatingly large.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it looks so fucking good. Mortal Kombat 2 has announced the rest of its cast. And
Mortal Kombat
1? Huh?
Mortal Kombat 1?
No, Mortal Kombat 2, the movie.
Oh, the movie. Okay.
It's funny, I sent it, and then you sent it, like, right after.
Yeah, but with a different picture.
No, I just picked. I just sent the first picture, and then you just you swiped over, and then you sent the second.
And then one. I was like, "Oh, did you just see this?"
So I sent it on this, and then you sent it there.
yeah. So it's different.
Not
the same.
Shao Kahn. It's gonna be the dude from the machine.
Is that him?
Yeah, he's the bodyguard.
When I saw that guy, I'm like, he looks familiar. Where's he from? But yeah, that does make sense.
He's the bodyguard from the machine. He was in something else recently, and I can't remember what else he was in now. Desmond Chim?
I don't know.
I don't know who that is either. That's King Jared.
I don't even know who King Jared is.
That's a deep cut in Mortal Kombat. Like, he's not really in any of the games. He's just kind of like
he's like in the back.
He's in like a story. Like you know, like when you finish the game, it's like. I think he's if I'm remembering right, he's Katana's dad.
Or is he Jade's? I feel like it makes sense if he's Jade's.
Well, no, because he's a ghost. That's why he's green. Sindel, Anna Thuon Yuen.
Okay.
Damon Harriman. I don't know who this guy is.
That looks like good casting. Just
Looks. Quan Chi. Yeah, it looks just like fucking Quan Chi. Carl Urban.
Johnny Cage. Confirmed.
Yes. Johnny Cage. Yep. Adeline Rudolph's Katana. Again, like casting is great.
Yeah.
And this one for Jade. I don't know who this is either.
Uh huh.
But spot on.
You're into it.
Yeah, I feel like it's spot on.
Uh
huh.
I feel like for Katana, Gabriel. It could have been. Have you watched The Boys yet?
No, I haven't. No?
There's an Asian girl named Kimiko in there, and
you feel like she would have been better.
She'd be perfect, or maybe Melina. She might be a good Melina too.
Is Melina was in the first one, wasn't she?
Was she?
No, no.
I don't think Melina was.
Melina wasn't in the first one. No, not yet. Yeah, so I sent this one, and then you sent this one.
Yeah, different. It's a different story altogether.
Yeah, completely. Really quick, because this really only affects people in Florida or in California.
Mm-hmm.
Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. They're starting to announce the mazes. This is about the time to start to announce them. People are like, it's not even October yet. Well, it's, yeah, I mean, but we're
yeah,
like...
but they're literally making them right now, so yeah. They're just going to be like, hey, this is what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, what, not even 6 months away now? It's like 180 days or some shit like that.
It's 4 months.
Yeah.
We're in the 6th month, and October is 10. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the first maze announced,
mm-hmm.
The Last of Us. And
that makes me want to actually go.
And the thing is, it's... Because so they released a full-on trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't... Based on the trailer, it looks like it's based on the game,
mm-hmm.
Not the movie, not the show.
That's fine.
Which... is better to me, I feel mm-hmm. like. I feel like it's going to be more scary in...
Maybe.
Because, like...
I don't know. I feel like the show was scary.
I feel like it wasn't. It had its moments, but I feel like... I feel like the game was darker.
The show suffered from a lack of clickers.
Yes.
But whenever the clickers were around, whenever they had a... had to be like quiet around them.
Yeah.
Like imagine that second episode was fucking awesome because of it.
The whole maze is just gonna be the third episode.
Yeah. No clickers.
Just gay dudes kiss making out. It's a gay.
It's the scariest thing Florida and California has ever seen. Two gay dudes making out on a bed.
Each room is just a different scene in their relationship. Yeah. It's like that scene when he's playing the piano.
And each room we're like,
it's like it's close. Oh god.
It's none of it is screams, it's just really guttural groans.
Oh god. And that's not even to mention the sounds the actors are making.
Yeah.
Oh god. Oh my god. Shit. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. They haven't even announced any of the mazes. I'm going this year for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We have passes already, so we just don't know what day. So if you're down to go, we'll let you know when we're going. And then we'll
Let me know a couple weeks
before. Yeah, definitely. So I can... We'll figure it all out. Because, no, we're definitely going this year. But, yeah, when I saw that, I was like, fuck yeah. I was so hyped. Because, like, the last time I've been to Halloween Horror Nights, the reason we went was because we didn't always go to Not Scary Farm. And then we decided, let's go. We haven't been to Halloween Horror Nights. And then that year they were doing Freddy, Jason, and Leatherface. It's like, fuck, those are three iconic fucking... We got to go. And it was amazing. So now that I'm going back, they're doing The Last of Us. It's like, oh, fuck yeah. How can I not...
Because you know they're going to kill that clicker.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Let me see here. What else I got before we wrap up here? Nick Cage met with Hideo Kojima, and now everyone thinks he's in Death Stranding 2.
Yeah. And which he is, confirmed. I already know.
You already know? You talked to him yourself?
Yep. It's the year of Nick Cage.
It is.
He's in what's that thing called? Dead by Daylight.
Yeah.
He's in
I forgot they just added him to Dead by Daylight. He's in
Flash. He's in Flash.
Spoiler have you seen Renfield?
No. I kind of want to watch. I keep seeing it on Peacock, and I kind of want to watch it.
Yeah. I'm just gonna start calling it cock.
I keep seeing it around on the cock.
That's gonna be the name. That's the name of the episode. The cock. I don't know if Spotify will let us call the episode the cock.
Yeah. What do you mean? We're talking about roosters, dude.
Yep. Exactly.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
last story, really quick. I showed these images to Jasmine, and she was like, "Ew."
Yeah.
So The Last of Us.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but I saw it.
I don't know about The Last of Us. So Aang, the Avatar, The Last Airbender, the Aang saga, they're doing a live action on Netflix. It's a series, not a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they look.
Looks better than Ant Man Shyamalan.
It does. It does. Zuko looks pretty sick.
Is that Zuko?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like
what's her name?
Katara. Katara, yeah. I don't know how I feel about
Sokka.
Sokka, yeah. He looks too pretty. I mean, Sokka got all the bitches, so I mean,
yeah. I think he is supposed to be pretty, yeah. But he's fucking dumb as a rock.
Yeah, exactly.
So everyone just sees him as like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, you know what? I guess maybe not. Okay, I'm in again. I'm back in. Yeah. and I was like, Aang looks too young, but yeah, I mean, he is. He's only 10, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think that's what he is.
Yeah, I'm back in. yeah, I mean, they haven't announced when they're airing it, but I'll check. I mean, that I liked it way better than what's her name? I can't even remember her name. Korra.
The actual anime thing?
Yeah.
Oh, why not?
I like Aang.
And I mean, Aang, yeah, of course.
I couldn't get it. Like, to me, it was too political. It was too.
Yeah, I like that it was like different.
I
was expecting it to just go the same route.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
because like I thought, she just already knows everything, but she struggles with airbending.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh well, she's just gonna figure out airbending. It's gonna take her a long time.
Yeah. I mean, it's a more adult series. Like, it grew up with its audience, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like, you know what? I feel like, I mean, obviously, I think it's overall is better. But I feel like when I watched it was one of those ones where I never wanted to watch it when it first came out. I remember when it was released, I was like, I have no interest in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for whatever reason, this was before Jasmine was born, so I had no reason to be watching Nickelodeon at all. I was watching. I just happened to put on Nickelodeon and it was playing, but it was the first episode, mm-hmm. and they were doing a marathon. They were literally playing the whole first season.
Okay.
And they did it as. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember this. MTV or VH1. One of them used to do this thing called pop-up video, where they're doing this. They're showing the music video, mm-hmm. and they're like a little bubble would pop up, and it would be like. the drummer's hair caught on fire during the scene.
Oh,
it would just go away.
Yeah, I remember Nickelodeon doing that.
And so it was a marathon, and they were doing that with Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big nerd for behind the scenes stuff. Like, if like part of the reason I still love physical media when it comes to movies is because I like watching the director commentary. I like watching all, I'll watch a movie, then I'll watch it again with director commentary. Mm-hmm. And like, because I'm a nerd about the shit like that. And then on top of all that, like, with that, with those pop-up videos, they got to the point, obviously they got to the episode with why am I going blank on it? Iroh, like the last, you know, that fucking tearjerker episode. Mm. And they're talking, it pops up about this. These are the last lines that he ever recorded before passing away. And it was like, fuck, man. Like, it just takes it, like, watch, when we're done, I'm gonna make Jasmine cry. I'm just gonna play the opening of that. She's gonna start tearing up. Like, I just play it and her eyes start to water. Mm-hmm. but it was like shit like that. So it was like, it gave me more of like a more of an investment into it. Mm-hmm. And so now, like, when I watch it, I'll remember, like obviously they don't do the bubbles anymore, but I'll watch it and I'm like, oh fuck, like, I remember like the little tidbits here and there. Plus Mick Foley does the voice and he's mm-hmm. acting like the Rock, he calls himself the Boulder. That whole thing. But I think on that note, let's go ahead and wrap this up. You got anything else? Anything we didn't hit? Anything?
No, I think that's it.
Alright. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart, on Twitters at RealPressStart, on Instagram at TheRealPressStart, and on TikTok at TheRealPressStart. Like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your podcasts. I think the only place we're not right now is YouTube Music, and that will be changing shortly. So you can get us on Spotify, you can get us on fucking Amazon, you can get us on iTunes, you can get us, or no, it's not iTunes, it's just called Podcasts now. Our Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spreaker, and we're even on Audible.
Oh, Audible.
Yeah. So I didn't know Audible had podcasts. And then, like, all of a sudden, I was doing something with our analytics, mm-hmm. and it was like, Audible listeners. I was like, what the fuck? And then I went and checked Audible, and I was like, sure enough, there we are.
There we are.
So on that, oh, and we're also on YouTube. Just go. Don't search The Real Press Start on YouTube, because you'll get like a bunch of other shit.
We'll get Press Start Gaming.
Yeah. Yeah. Bitch, fuck those guys. That's why we're The Real Press Start.
But on that note, we're The Real Less Successful Press Start. And don't you ever forget it.
Exactly. This show paid for this house. On that note, game over.